Do you wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Maya Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
And hello, hello. This is Maya Voce coming to you live from the top of a volcano in Power of Five on Om Times Radio. And good morning here. Aloha here in Hawaii. Good afternoon to most everyone else. There is just so much to talk about today. I was just brimming with excitement to share with you and to guide you on this journey of what is this month of June now we have entered. Lots going on energetically, lots going on. Normally I would talk about from moon cycle in not just the month, but it seems this month has plopped before us. And like I said, there's just lots cooking. We're going to talk about abundance today. In all of June, I've decided we're going to talk about resetting energy to abundance. We've really been sitting in just trying times, you know, this time of lack and the void, this change and shifting. So I thought it's really important that we really, really start to honor the fact that we're energy beings and to reset our energy, because we've just been bombarded and it continues to be so. I wish I had lighter news for you for the energy of June. And the last 2 weeks, you know, I've said, it's been a bit of a break from the heavy energy, say from March, around that time when everything really started to explode. But now things are exploding in a different way. So before we begin, I just want to set a space and acknowledge what is happening in the United States without really touching on anything specifically. I think we're all aware that there's just a lot of emotion. There's a lot of energy and it's a lot of things happening. So I just want to acknowledge that in this space and sending love and light to anyone and everyone that is sitting in this chaos, you know, so all of us, you know, really together sitting in this energy. So be really enlightening to talk about it from the energy field, because of course, what we're seeing out there is a reflection of the energy and cosmic energies and what is in alignment, you know, to come for now. You know, I was looking back and my previous forecast, you know, from way back in March when this was beginning, and no psychic is ever saying, you know, I'm really happy that this trying thing happened, but I was seeing, you know, this time of explosion, you know, this time of fire. I was hearing glass breaking, and certainly that's what's come to pass over the weekend. So again, just acknowledging that space, sitting in this, that we're all in here together, and expressing gratitude for you to be in this space with me so that we can journey together for this next hour. So acknowledging that. Thank you. So let's go on to what is happening in June, because there couldn't be more happening, honestly, in June. If you were joining me last week, we were talking about how there's five planets either in retro or going to be in retro. And of course, when anything is in retro, it's a focus on that particular planet and a journey within. So we spoke about last week how Venus really is predominant in this emotion and this energy right now. And she had begun her journey several weeks ago, traveling into the underworld. So out of our sky vision right now and bringing us all with her. Really hitting into this heart chakra. And I was sitting this morning reflecting on that, as I do, and thinking, all right, so let's just recap this journey, because I think that will bring everything into a different perspective. You know, that perspective of an observer, which we always talk about when we're going on this journey of expanding consciousness, you know, awareness. It is the journey of awareness. So we really have to step into that role of observer and begin to observe and become aware of what we're doing, what our energy is doing, what our thoughts are doing. Remember, thoughts are energy. Energy creates our reality. So it's all part and parcel, you know, so we really need to start paying attention to that. And as I said, abundance this month, but practical exercises. So you will leave with some homework today. Okay. I've got exercises written out and happy to open space this week if you'd like to connect and if you're really going to dive into that. So that's coming up later. But let's talk about this journey with Venus. So around March, right, we were all just shifted. And when I sit, even with my 11-year-old, when I say, you know, think about 4 months ago, 5 months ago where we were, and then think about now and think about how much change has occurred. And you've heard me say humans are not good with change on a good day. This is change on a massive scale. So really, everyone, deer in headlights kind of impression of, you know, what's going on. But we were all thrust into this void, this time of unraveling. I've written about it, this unfolding of all that is, really, all that we've become comfortable with, all that we've known. It's really just shifting so much before us, thrusting us into that void energy, which is the time of no time. It's a time of no beginnings. It's a time of no endings. It's just a gestation. You know, it's the pregnancy. It's all just sitting there and shifting. Very unsettling time for us humans. We have now journeyed beyond that. I said last week we're at the threshold of the beginning, but we're not in it yet. And that's where June comes to play. So we've arrived now at June. I had said last week before, we're at this plateau of energy. Again, this threshold between the void and the new beginning. So really important to focus on these energies of June, because again, there is so much going on. And if you read about astrology, you'll see that they're saying, you know, these certain alignments that we're seeing, you know, are things that were seen with huge events throughout history, just huge events. So here we are at another huge event that's going to have ramifications and ripples throughout for years to come. So we're here in June, again, Venus traveling backwards. We have been pummeled. And in fact, let me share with you, when I was connecting this morning, I always ask for an image. It helps me to understand what the universal energies are. And I always sometimes chuckle with them. And this morning had a little bit of a chuckle because what I saw was a big like whack-a-mole game. And if you don't know that game at the county fairs where you're just hitting the moles back and forth and they're popping up, and that's where we all are at. That was the image shown to me today, energetically just being hit with all of these big energies and forcing us into this ground space. And what I understood from that image, it's a time of grounding. And again, all of these planets, we have Venus and my favorite, not Mercury retro, coming up at the end of June, towards the middle. And that, of course, is where everything just stops. You know, the energy just feels like mud. It does feel like it's going backwards. And tying that into the whole energy of June, let me just say that the theme of this month is communication to yourself, with yourself. You know, as Venus is journeying into the underworld, which will last only till tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 3rd, where she squares the sun and then will begin her ascent back into the morning sky. And I'm hoping with that will be a bit of ease, because it's been such a ripping open of our heart chakras. And after such a heavy energy with the beginning of all of this story in June, all of these heavier based emotions, so much fear, so much frustration, so much just unknowing, to rip our hearts open at this point, it's very unsettling. You know, it started out as a lighter energy, and it's just been traveling heavier and heavier. And I was sharing, talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she was saying, we were just talking about analogies and what it's like. And I said, it's kind of like a friend gives you a bouquet of flowers one day, and you're going, wow, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Then the next day brings another bouquet, and you're like, okay, well, I'm grateful for that. Thank you so much. But then the day after continues to bring you these bouquets of flowers, and it just becomes overwhelming. And that's where we're at. We're in this room filled with stuff, energy stuff that has just become overwhelming. A lot of feeling of being blue and not being able to get out of that feeling right now. A lot of sadness into this energy. I know I've personally been feeling it. My partner who passed away last year, it seems he's been coming up on Facebook and memories and lots of heartfelt energies. And like I said, that can be very sticky in this moment when we're feeling so raw as it is. And this really takes us on another journey. Because there are other planets, as I said, in retro right now. Saturn for one of them, and that came through very strongly this morning. Saturn is rather the disciplinarian of the cosmic field. Brings us into alignment with our goals, you know, career energy. And I'll share with you last night, so as Saturn was coming through to me to share with all of you today, my little one is fond of, she's very organized. She's very much like her father, very organized. And she has a whiteboard and puts on, what are we doing for the week? She likes to be that organized. She doesn't work with an Aries sometimes, so we're all about, what are we doing today in the next minute? And it's all changes. It's very fluid. So it's an interesting journey. But she got out this whiteboard last night and she wrote goal setting on top. And she said, what are our goals for the week, mommy? Which I thought was a very unique choice of words for an 11-year-old, right? And then when I was connecting this morning and I felt that presence of Saturn, I said, wow, look at that. So she's, of course, feeling it too. And don't forget, energies, cosmic energies, they don't just affect the grown-ups, you know, and the kids know. They affect everybody. And that means the animals. That means everything. So children would be feeling this in some way. And you might want to bring that into your home, you know, to do something similar, to set goals or plans for the week, might help them to ride this energy out and yourself as well. So there is that sense of goal setting, but I want to throw just a caveat in there. We're not talking about, you know, let's plan the next leg of our career kind of thing. This is more of a karmic, like a soul path. Why am I here? What am I going to do with that? And again, ties in with Venus journeying, because that's all about relationship with self. Primarily, I'm feeling that energy right now. So relationship with self. So when you couple that with all of this introspection, Saturn asking us really to think about, you know, what is our life path? You know, there's so many businesses that have been touched right now. With what's going on out into the world. This might be a time to think, okay, is this truly my passion? Or maybe do I want to shift this in another way? You know, it's really, again, these big questions connecting to your karmic soul self. So, like I said, lots going on right now, and it can be feeling just overwhelming. And of course, when we see reflected in the world today, I'm seeing overwhelm, you know, emotion that's been bottled up, frustration, anger that's bubbling up, all part and parcel with these energies, you know, universal energies right now. So my recommendations for this month is one, you know, universal energies are here not to annoy us. You've heard me say before, they're here for a purpose. So the purpose this month is really introspection. And because it is such a heavy kind of thinking and heavy questions, really take it slow. I'm feeling that come really strongly through, is just take it slow, a day at a time. This isn't about achieving. This isn't about starting new projects. Please, please, please. If you're going to do anything this month, especially with Mercury retro coming up, don't plan new projects. This is about what's existing already and how you might shift it, rethink it, what direction it needs to go. So definitely communication is the theme of the month. Mercury retro, always be mindful in that energy, that this is when cell phones, computers, they go haywire. You know, if we had faxes still, I'm sure someone out there might be using a fax still. I don't know. Seems they came and went in a flash. My daughter has no clue what one is. That's always my gauge of how quickly something has come through the universe, is she has no clue. She barely knows what email is, to be honest, at this point. She uses Messenger and whatnot. So if there were faxes in your office, that would be a time they'd go screwy. And so communication at any level this month, really connecting to your heart. These are heart-centered discussions, thoughts, energy, thinking, really sitting in your truth. This is not a time to fudge anything. And I say that being very mindful that the communication out there in the world is all over the place, isn't it? And I hear a lot of people saying, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go to get news anymore. Is there any such thing as news anymore? And my answer to that is we need to go within. This is the energy that's saying, let's go within now, stop looking out there and really make that journey into your own heart space and begin the journey of letting go. Another big thing this month is clearing out. If we're going to make room for the new, which is what we'll talk about in a bit, and getting into abundance, we need to make room for the new. And that means in a mental place, physical place, clearing out some clutter, really, really opening that space into whatever that feels right for you. So diving into that heart space, what can you let go of? What have you been holding on to for maybe your entire life that now it's just time to let go? You know, what's happened on the outside, as we've talked about, it's this great unfolding or this great unraveling. It's pointing fingers at what needs to go in society, you know, in the world right now, in this big shift before we jump into that new space. So really, just really think, you know, even it means clearing out a closet. When we clear out physical stuff, you're clearing out that energy. And in July, we're going to talk specifically about, you know, the energy attachments to things. We've been really talking about our own energy, but we'll save that for July. June is abundance month, which in a little bit, we'll dive into abundance, talking about what it is, how we can reset ourselves for attracting and inviting that abundance into our life. But first, before we do that, we really need to know what it is and what it feels like. And you've heard us talk about in the last 2 weeks the energy of gratitude and what it feels like. So in just a moment, we are going to come back with fun facts for kids. Magda's research, she's still on this. We're on our second day of summer holiday already. So she's got a fun fact for kids, not just one, for kids, and something different than fish today. We have a new topic, and then we will dive into abundance and see where that gets us and how we can invite that into our month. So I think that's a good time for a break. Chris, if you can hear me, let's go right into that.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
It is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And hello, hello, this is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And we are coming to you live from on top of a volcano here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And we've been talking about these energies of June that have presented themselves and how to work with them. And as I said, it's really important to understand what's going on in the universe with these energies, because it helps to explain what mood we're in. It helps to explain what drives we have. And certainly right now, it's a very introspective time very heart-centered time. So as I was saying, a lot of friends saying, you know, I just can't shake this blue feeling. It's just a bit of overwhelm. Well, not even a bit. Overwhelm, really sitting with that. Relationships with self, you know, these are some big questions. What am I supposed to do with my life, you know, right now? Big questions with all these planets in retro. And of course, towards the middle of the month, we've got my friend Mercury going into retro, which is when everything just seems to stop. To me personally, it just feels like really you're trudging through this tar pit, you know, in dinosaur times, and just sinking by the moment. And it's just a time to honor that energy is not a time to move forward. It is a time to just sit, reflect. And what I can share with you, though, at once June is finished, once we're sitting with this energy and have done our introspection, and please, please take some time, you know, take some time to really journal in whatever way that you dive within, connect with nature. It's the easiest way to open that portal to your higher self and your higher wisdom and the wisdom of the universe. Really take that time, because it's going to be so important coming up. Because once June is done, and June will feel slower because we have all of this in retro right now, but what I've seen beyond and what's happening is July and August portals open. And if you heard me say earlier, we're sitting in this big whack-a-mole time right now where the energies are just pushing us into the ground, into this time of standing still. I saw in July just everyone pop up, brush themselves off, and then they move on, and they move on at a very quick pace. So the seeds that you've sown, the projects you've been working on, will really take root, really, really gain wings, so to speak, and continue throughout the rest of the year, even through November. I'm seeing things really, really popping then in terms of your projects. All right, so before we tap into abundance, which is our topic for today and for the rest of this month, I thought really important for us to learn to realign our energy, be conscious of our energy, because we've been so pummeled with heavier energies and sitting in that fear right now with what's going on, and overwhelm, anger, frustration, all of those energies. So really important to learn to shift. But before we dive into that, my gorgeous daughter, Magda, has come up with some fun facts. You want to play a little? We found a little thumb piano. I thought that would be a nice break there. So, Magda, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
How are you enjoying your day and a half of summer holiday?
Good, I guess. I don't know.
Good, I guess. Yes, it's kind of just a continuance since March. She's been home, as I know many, many children have around in the States. So what is your topic today?
Different types of dog breeds.
Different types of dog breeds. All right. So not fish today. I was enjoying the fish because I know nothing really about fish, but dogs today. So what's your topic for today? Tell us.
Did you know that there are 51 types of dog breeds?
I did not know that. I actually thought there was way more, but okay, I trust you.
Here are some of them. There's Huskies, Great Danes, Chihuahuas, and Terriers.
Oh, okay. All right, go on.
There are also different types of classes, such as sporting, non-sporting, toy, and working.
Okay, that's great. And what's our dog? Do you know?
A foxy terrier.
He is a foxy terrier, isn't he? And we know what class he is. No, we don't know. But I don't know. He likes to dig and chase things. So whatever class that would be. But he also likes to get himself in trouble. And I've shared in this circle right here how he likes to take a wander. You know, I sit outside in the beautiful Hawaiian sun and I do my reading and thinking, preparing for this time that we have together. And he's just one moment next to me, and the next moment he's just wandering down the street, isn't he? Going to say hello to the neighbors, and he's stealing food that's been left out. I don't know. So the neighbors have gotten to know him. They know he just says hello and he comes back, and it's all good. So, all right. Well, thank you for sharing that about breeds of dogs today. No. Do you have anything planned for the day?
No.
No. Okay. That's great. It's going to be a long summer. Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Go outside and play. Be young. Go run around and stuff. All right. just 2 months. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of that goal setting, I told Matt we need to get a calendar for the next 2 months because, you know, of course, it's going to be a different kind of summer. And that's what I said. And part of our work with abundance, again, bringing it back to that abundance theme, is changing the story. We're not going to focus on that today because I want to get the basics of abundance. This is like abundance 101 today. But next week, the week after, we're going to start talking about the story. And I'm going to leave it at that because otherwise I'll dive into it now because it's something I'm really passionate about as changing the story. And from that linguist point of view, paying attention to the words that are in your head and the thoughts in your head. And that's actually our focus for next week is dealing with language and how that's our biggest block to abundance. But abundance. So what is abundance? let's just start with square one. What is abundance? And of course, in this space, we talk about it as an energy field. And that is, in fact, what it is. As with anything else that we've given a name to, it's an energy field. And in order to access that energy field, we ourselves have to be resonating with that energy and then putting that out to the universe so that we're communicating back. Abundance, yes, send me more. So what does it actually feel like? And before we talk about that, I want to get back to gratitude because we have talked a bit about what gratitude feels like. Remembering that there's two spectrums of energy. We've got the lower base, so, you know, fear on one end, which is a very constrictive energy, as all of the lower base energies are. So very easy to recognize that within your own physical field, your body, when you're in that place of constriction. And usually hits you right in the solar plexus, so in your stomach area, you get that sinking feeling, sick feeling, maybe even want to, you know, throw up kind of feeling. It's not a good feeling. And it's just... It's constriction, you know, that fear, the doubt, the worry, the anger, all of that fun stuff on that end. The other end where we have beautiful love and joy and gratitude is an expansive energy. And you can just hear in my voice this expansiveness, expansiveness, bring them together. It just allows you to connect because it's opening your chakras. It's opening your heart chakra, your solar plexus, everything there, opening your energy fields and allowing you to resonate with that of the universe and your higher self. So it's a coming into alignment. And that's another key point to remember. Whenever we're accessing abundance, let's say, we're coming into alignment. Alignment with what, you ask? I will tell you. Alignment with self, alignment with the universe, alignment with source. And that feeling of joy is actually your body saying that you are in alignment. So what's the opposite of that, that constriction? We spoke last week about emotions, negative emotions. That's your body saying to you that you are out of alignment. And again, out of alignment with your higher self, with your ideas and ideals and values, your integrity, your authentic power. You're out of alignment with all of that. And that results in this feeling of your body that we might call negative emotion, that constriction, that feeling in the pit of your stomach, like, ugh, that feeling like, oh, that's not good. You know, that's not right. I don't want to do this. Which normally, what do? We just push it down and we soldier on. And that actually is a commercial I had written, had come up in my thoughts this morning, a commercial in Australia that has been running for many years. So my Australian sisters and brothers, you know the commercial well. You take like an Advil and they say soldier on. So, you know, you have this person who's not feeling well. Do they honor their body? Do they call in sick? Do they stay home? No, they do not. They do what many, many, many people do is they take something to make themselves feel better to get through the day. So, you know, this concept of soldiering on from that commercial. Anyway, so we have those two spectrums of energy, right? The two bases from the lower to the higher. We want to get into that joy space. We want to get into the gratitude space. And so last 2 weeks, we spoke about gratitude. Again, is that expansive feeling, the connection. It's a rather humbling feeling, isn't it? This sense that you are one with everything out there. Not better than, not, you know, no comparison, nothing of duality. Is that you are one and connected. So it's that sense of humbling sense. Acknowledging your place in the universe, that you are one with all of this magnificence, you know, around you. You're part of it. Now, abundance. Let's pull it into abundance. So similarities, again, expansive energy. And I think, you know, when I visualize and get into that state of abundance, for me, it's a very like stand up, put your arms out wide and say, yes, you know, I'm in this abundance. I'm in this place of expansion. Let's see what else. I'm ready. I'm willing to receive. That's a key factor to abundance, is that you're in this place of receiving, right? It's a trusting that everything out there in the universe that you need, you want, is out there. It actually is. You just have to receive it. You just have to open the door within you, that energy door within you that says, okay, yes, I know it's out there. So I have this knowing, but it's also that I know I can access it and that I'm deserving of it. That's a key word that I wrote down for abundance. And I want to do a little test right now. Okay, so if you're following me and you've got a second, say that you can just focus, really focus, say that word, that phrase rather, I am deserving, and see what happens within your physical body. And this is what we need to start doing if we want to really dive into the world of energy, is we need to pay attention to what our body is saying to us. So last week we spoke about emotions, right? How that's the barometer, our body's the barometer for that right or wrong, alignment, not in alignment. So what are we doing with abundance then, you know, and deserving? So try that. And what happens when you say that? Do you get that sinking feeling within you? Does your stomach just go, you know, in constriction? If it does, then that's a key to you that you're not in alignment with the term of deserving. And so that's something that we need to work on. And this is something that's so common. I've seen it so often in groups, because we kind of naturally come from this place of unworthy. You know, it's such a predominant thought out there, a feeling out there that people are working with. And especially, as I've mentioned, I've worked with women's groups over the years. Just a sense of, yes, I'm not worthy, the sense of doubt, the sense of not trusting yourself. And so that's really a huge block from accessing our abundance when we're starting with that. But hey, as I've mentioned, part of this game with energy is awareness of what the energy is. So just knowing that is your block gives us something to work with then, right? So it's a good thing. It's a good thing to understand these things and to come into contact with them, let's say, so that you can work with them. But that is such a huge, huge thing. But really, once you do come upon what your block is, and we're not talking about all the blocks today, that we're going to start with that next week. We're just doing abundance 101 today, right? Then you just allow it. You can allow the abundance to come to you. So again, what is abundance? I guess we didn't really get a definition out there. We dove right into energy and what it feels like in your energy field, because that is so important. You know, if we're talking about energy, you can talk it to death, but really it's something you need to feel, and you need to recognize what the feeling is so that you can get there. Let me tangent for a second and give you my start of the day, right? And this is something that I'd encourage everyone to do. You know, we are energy beings. So we are sitting here in an energy world. But yet we for the most part, we ignore that fact, or we go about our day not thinking about it. You know, it's not relevant because it's not something taught in school. If you're sharing this space for me, bless your heart. Thank you so much for being in this space, because now we're on the path of awareness. We're on that path of conscious thought about energy. But I start my day, you know, bright and early. It gives me some time before the little one gets up, go outside to connect with nature, clear my energy field. I ground and connect and allow any thoughts, you know, if there's crazy dreams in the night, or, you know, that 3 o'clock, you know, that's when the worry seems to pop up. Ground that energy. I get rid of it. Prepare a clean slate. So, and then I set my tone for the day. What is it that I want energetically for the day? Now, we're not talking about goals. I'm not talking about, you know, I need to go to the store. I'm not talking about any of those things. What is it energetically I want to set for that day? Do I want to bring in joy to this day? Do I want to bring myself to gratitude? And generally, my exercises in the morning are working to bring myself into that place of gratitude, and next into abundance. So I am in alignment for the day. When you prepare yourself energetically for your day. Your day will flow because focused energy allows for a focused day. Unfocused energy, one where you're just jumping up and you're starting tasks, you know, we used to call it the mundane aspect of life, just those tasks out there. When you're just diving into that, you're not present with yourself. You're not present with what you wish to put forth energetically, right? We can call upon anything, you know, and again, we're focusing on abundance this month and working on opening those blocks and receiving that abundance that is out there. And let me put a caveat out here. I should have said straight off, when we talk about abundance, we're not just talking about dollars, right? That's part of abundance, but it's not just a dollars. We're not just saying, I want to be wealthy. That's not, you kind of missed the boat there when we talk about abundance. You know, it's this feeling of being supported for anything you want in this journey called life. And generally, what we should be asking for is this place of joy. That's rather our birthright. That's rather our purpose for being here, is to sit in that place of joy. And I know it seems far and far away right now with anything that's going on in the world, but I want to put out there that what happens out there and what happens within you, two different things, okay? Because the one thing perhaps alone in this world that you have control of 100% is your energy field and your thoughts. Your thoughts dictate your energy field. So that's why I start my day focusing on energy. I focus on energy, clear what, you know, like I said, if there's worries that pop up in the night or crazy dreams that have frazzled me, as they do sometimes, my partner, you know, popping up to say hello, which is all beautiful, but then rather sets for an emotional day. And I say, that was lovely, Pete. Thank you so much for joining me in the nighttime. But I got to actually live here now. So, you know, thank you very much. Beautiful. Go about your day and I will focus on mine, which is kind of clearing that energy so that I can focus on just what happens throughout the day and guiding that energy. So, you know, acknowledging that we are energy beings and not just jumping into the tasks of the day, I said. So separating very clearly what goes on out there and what goes on within. If you're starting your day in a joyful, you know, let's say abundant place of gratitude, your day will flow so much easier and you'll be inviting those energies into your day, which of course, who wouldn't want to sit with those higher base energies and this higher frequency? So I think that's a good time to pause too, if that's all right, Chris, if we can go into a little commercial. I need a sip of water and then I'll come back with some practical exercises for energy and be back in a moment.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
And hello again, this is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio, and coming to you live from on top of a volcano here in Volcano on the Big Island, Hawaii. So sending you much aloha and love and blessings from this beautiful sacred space. It is a beautiful day here, and if you're familiar with Volcano, that can change in a second. So we're just grateful for what Mother Nature has brought to us today, and that is a beautiful day. And as it is summer break already, and there's a whole day to fill, isn't there, moms? So we'll have to get my mom hat on and go explore. I'd like to do a lot of nature stuff, which my daughter might be getting a little tired of. But you know, it's a way to connect and for us to connect together. So we've been talking about a lot of stuff here, and let's just recap energies of June, because again, I can't stress how important it is to actually, I don't want to say do what I'm saying, because that wouldn't be really, you know, the best energy to put out there. But maybe to take to heart, just sit with the recommendation, let's raise it that way, to do some reflection this month, because that's what all of these energies are saying to do, is to pause from what has happened. And before we jump into the new beginnings, we need to lay the groundwork. Just with any building, we need to lay a foundation. And that's what's happening right now with your thinking, your journaling, you know, this time of going within, clearing out clutter that can might have accumulated in your heart space, in your energy field, clearing that out, clearing physical clutter out of your house. And just, you know, if we're talking about abundance, if you're going to invite abundance, you need to make room for abundance. And that, again, can be mental, physical, spiritual, or just, you know, stuff, just stuff in your house. You know, if you can't expect to receive new stuff if there's no place for it to go. So that's part of this month is what I was feeling. It's really a clutter. And I've already told my daughter this morning, because when we arrived here from Sydney, as of course everyone knows the story, that you move and it's a great time to clear out stuff. And then you're in this place of, yes, this feels great. I'm going to clear stuff out. And then the days go by and the boxes that are not opened remain unopened until you move again. We're at that place. So I told her today, and this is where my partner was so great, because as an Aries, and my Aries sisters and brothers know, we're great with the new stuff, and then you just get bored quickly and jump into something new. And so there's just this trail of unfinished projects behind you. Yes. So my partner would dig in and he would finish it all. We made a great team. Without him, I've got boxes. So we will be clearing them out. That is my point. We have put that on our goal chart. I said, Mommy, once he's done, I want no boxes that say Australia on them. We're just going to clear them out. So I share that same recommendation for you, because what is going to happen after this period of June, where again, when we hit Mercury and everything just hits this standstill, is we will be diving into the new, and it's going to happen quickly. And it'll be very curious to see how that reflects in the outside world. But focus on your own life, you know, focus on your energy, and really just make that space. Do the thinking, do that big thinking. You know, we don't like to do big thinking because it is big thinking. It can be overwhelming. And especially after these months, we're already in this place of overwhelm, and I'm there with you all, right? Child at home. And it's just, it is what it is right now. But again, day by day, take the time, breathe. And let's start working with energy field, you know, so that we can invite, open those doorways to an abundant new beginning, and sit in that place of gratitude. So here's some homework. So I'd love to give out homework, because it is recognizing, you know, when we start to really work with our energy field, like I said, it's not a talking place. You can talk energy to death. So, you can say what abundance is. You can say what gratitude is. You can look in the dictionary, but it is an energy. And if we want to send that energy out into the world and bring it back to us, so this is give and take, we need to understand what it feels like. And there's so many of us that start this journey of life and just begin it, and are not in tuned with our energy field and what our body is saying to us. So that's what this whole hour, if you haven't figured that out by now, that's what that's about. It's giving you some tools and thoughts so that you can connect to yourself. That's what I would want for the whole world, is a world of empowered people who are connected to their own inner wisdom. And they are in that heart space and they know how to connect and ground and to clear their energy. What a world that would be. And we're making strides to that. So in my way, that's what I'm helping everyone to get there quicker. So when we, like I was sharing, when you start your day, focus your energy. And you might say, but I've got, you know, maybe six kids at home, which I have many friends with large families. And that's just not possible at that time. All right. Well, I'm going to just challenge you to find time in your day to do that. It is the most beneficial at the beginning of the day, because that's when you're setting yourself for the day, even if it means getting up 5 minutes earlier. Or let's say if you're woken up at 3 o'clock by that 3 o'clock worry, standing up and having a quick little walk and resetting the energy then. So I'll just leave that with you. That's not the actual homework, but that is a good practice to begin. But here's something I want you to try this week. And we're going to start, like I said, with energy 101 with abundance. We were talking about how part of abundance is receiving, is that receiving and feeling worthy of the receiving. So I guess there's those two points, not to split hairs, but those are very two good points to focus on. It's that receiving, and it is the sense of deserving of that receiving. And that's where a lot of people stop. They stop right there, and you can feel it within you again, right? We're tapping into our body, tapping into our solar plexus, that stomach area. And really feeling what's happening when we say to the universe, I am deserving, right? And say it confidently in that manner. And I guess that's a sign, too, if you're sitting there going, I'm deserving. Ah. Well, that's your voice is already saying, you know, setting that energy up, that you're not in that place of truly feeling that and embodying that. So this is your homework. And I guess now it's two part. Is one, say, I am deserving, and check that. How is that feeling with you? Is that something you need to work on? Is that something you don't need to work on? Okay, so that's point A and B. And then what I'd like you to do is this. Stand up, put your arms out wide, and begin your day with a mantra. I am abundance. I am abundance. I am abundance. Say it, you know, until you're really feeling it. And see if you can't begin to feel a shift within your own system. That's your clue that energy is shifting, because you can feel yourself lighten. You know, if you were starting from that place of constriction, if you were starting with that, I am deserving, but you can feel it within you that's a challenge for you. Going through this exercise, see if you don't feel your energy shift. And so when you are saying, I am abundance, and then saying, I am deserving after that, that you're not having that sense of constriction with you. You know, this is a very, it's a simple exercise. It's a small commitment on your part to focus and to open those doors to abundance. But let's start there. Just start there. It's a simple mantra at the beginning of the day. I do like to embody it by standing up and putting your arms out wide. If you've got kids, hey, bring the kids in with this. Let's teach them very young to not have these hang-ups. Let's teach them to be in the state of abundance and tell them that, yes, everything that you want out there is available to you. You just have to be in a place of receiving, into that place of flow. Oh, I get very excited about energy, especially about abundance, because through my own journey, you know, I have also started in that place of lack. I've also started in that place of blocking and feeling frustrated and thinking, well, I'm doing all the things that I was supposed to do. I went down that path. I went to school. I got the job. I did this, had the mortgage, had the IRA, blah, blah, blah. But then it, like, you hit a door, you know, or a wall rather, and you go, but I'm not happy. You know, you've done all these things, but I'm not satisfied. I'm not feeling it. And so I speak to you from experience that yes, it is possible to shift, and I will spare you 50 years of the journey and just say, this is a good way to start, connecting to yourself and really embodying I am abundance, and trusting that it's out there and feeling worthy to receive it. You know, there is a, I call abundance, there's a sense of, what was I calling it? Oh, I can't remember now. Oh, cocky humility. That's what I was calling it this morning. Because there is a sense of a bit of cockiness because you are standing within your power. There is strength to it. You can't be in a place of receiving abundance and claiming that which is your birthright if you're shying away from your power. And that gets us into a whole nother discussion. But that sense of unworthiness is denying your place as a divine being. It's turning away from the fact that you have this divine light within you, and allowing yourself to sit in that place of lack, which of course is a lesson. This is not judgment. We have to experience one thing before we can experience the other, right? So it's good to be in a place of lack sometimes, because that makes it very clear to you what is abundance. You know, what is that feeling on the other end? But it is standing within your power. So that's why this term popped in my head this morning, this cocky humility. So I kind of like that, because it is that sense of I'm humble and seeing that I'm part of everything that's around here, you know, everything that's part of this beautiful, cosmic, amazing universe. But I am standing within my power in this place of receiving. Yes, I went off in my head. There's a meditation. I didn't come up with it. So it's a meditation out there, and you stand in front of an ocean and you look in your hands and you see what kind of thing you're holding in order to receive. And that gives you an inner check of where you are in your abundance quotient. So maybe this week, if I'm allotted time in this new summer vacation, I will record that and put that out there, and then you can practice with that, because it is a good inner guide to see where you are. And I know times, you know, years past, I've done that meditation. I look down and I've got a thimble with holes in it. So that's telling me, hey, no, you're not in a receiving place. You're in a place of energy is just going through you, you know, and it's going out. So it is a good check to see where you are in your abundance quotient. So the easy homework for this week, you know, stand there and say, I am abundant, and really feel what that feels like in your energy system. I am deserving. You know, it is the journey of going within and connecting or reconnecting to your personal power that is part of abundance. So let's start there. All right. If you are having blocks with those words and you're practicing them, you know, the deserving, and you're feeling that cringing, that constriction feeling, let's journal that through and acknowledge it. All right. It's, again, no bad, good. There's no judgment. It is just what it is. And there's been so much preset, you know, constructs and conditioning and, you know, all that fun stuff, which is what is exploding right now, is all this old stuff that just needs to shed. And again, why I'm feeling, you know, in your personal life, it's time to shed something and make space for the new, because we are going, trust me, we are going into the new, just not this month. Not this month. And it's just, I'm sorry, but it's not going to get lighter this month. Again, Mercury retro coming. I just really am challenged by that as an Aries. We, you know, want to move forward in leaps and bounds. And I just feel like my legs are tied down with cement and you're just not going anywhere for 3 weeks. So it's just an honoring that is the energy coming. Be prepared. All right. That's why you're here with me in this hour, is that you're preparing yourself, knowing what's coming, and doing what the energy is asking you to do, which is reflect this month. Right. And as you're reflecting, you're thinking about your relationship with yourself. You know, where have I come from on this journey? What do I want to do beyond it? What are the projects that I've begun that, you know, are really calling me home, are part of my karmic path? And another thought, wait, one more quick thing. I just remembered as we're talking about karmic path. This popped up really strongly this morning, and I have mentioned it in these past weeks, is reconnection with soulmates. And I say soulmates, just people that you've journeyed with before. And those are the people that you meet on the street and suddenly you're just besties, you know, instantly, because you're so comfortable with each other. Pete and I, when I met my partner, it was just like that. We just fell into stride and it was just conversation after conversation. If you think I talk a lot, you should met my partner, and the two of us, it was just, you know, competing, you know, talking, and we had some great debates. I still miss that right now. But anyway, there is this doorway happening right around the beginning of Lionsgate, the beginning of August. So to give you a date, around the 5th of August, and there'll be reconnection with people who you've journeyed with before. So just be aware of that, because these are people that are going to be very key to your journey and to these projects of these seeds that you've planted moving on throughout the year. And part and parcel of abundance, because that's part of receiving, right? Abundance is welcoming people who resonate with us, that we resonate with, welcoming things that bring us joy. That's how I would define abundance. It's things that bring us joy in life, you know, and like I said, it's not, we're not looking dollars, we're not talking big house. Those are just things, those are symbols. And as we know, you know, do they really bring you joy? Well, they might bring more comfort. That might bring, you know, something in that motion. But joy is something that is derives from within. And it's something that's deeper than a house. It's deeper than, you know, dollars in the bank. It's something that connects you, you know, to humanity, to this experience, to this beautiful place, wherever, you know, wherever I'm finding you in the world today, you know, wherever you are. So there's more than that. So yes, abundance. So next week, we will talk about blocks. So if you've done this little practice, it will set you up for really looking at what your blocks are for abundance. We're going to focus on language. So I'll just give you a little heads up. If you want to journal about what your thoughts are about abundance, and normally then I do bring in a conversation about money, because it's just so easy to think of all the zillions of phrases, all the things we've been taught over the years. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. Money is hard to come by. Start thinking about those kind of phrases, because that'll give you a really good indication of your blocks and where you're sitting in your abundance quotient. And what we need to work on and to shift. So that's a really good practice. If you haven't done it before, you know, try it again, because there might be some other things that are popping up. So that'll be next week, all month on abundance. My goodness, this hour just flew by. I have so much more to talk about, but I guess that's enough for today. What I'd like to just leave you with is this. Look, from my heart to your heart, we are all here together. We are all journeying together with our unique experiences, but we are all one. And my heartfelt gratitude, my heartfelt love, aloha, blessings for a beautiful experience, a beautiful day. And